And a community connection on the way next, brought to you this morning by First Baptist Church. An opportunity to focus on the Price Tower Arts Center. And Lynn Evra is in to help us out a little bit this morning. And nice to have you in here this morning.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Oh, it's a great day to be here and just talking about our landmark.
Yes, we have a few events coming up. One specifically happening tomorrow. It's our big birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And originally we had it a ticketed event, but our new executive director, Scott Ambler, wanted to open it up to the community, so it is now a free event. So please come join us. We have everything's free, so we have cake, we have wine and cheese, and then of course we're also going to be doing a showcase tour, so we will have people flowing throughout the building, and we'll also be seeing some areas that aren't typical on the average tour. Like, we will be looking in the basement a little bit, we will be looking at some of the archives, so it'll be nice to expose people to some areas of the building that they typically don't get to see.
You know, and I know that the basement is down there, but I will say I've never been there. It's interesting to poke in some of those areas of, some pretty well-known structures.
Exactly. And, I mean, of course, basements usually are kind of always off-limits.
That's kind of where you put the stuff you don't want the audience to see.
Well, there's that. And then, of course, there's always just the safety reason. So there is a restricted area that mm-hmm. we are allowed to have some people. And, of course, we will have a tour guide down there kind of talking about everything that they are seeing. But I just always find the mechanics of things interesting. So and we always get that regular question every single tour: what's behind this dark door that says shelter?
Well, it's probably what it says it is.
I mean that's kind of what it was designed to be, but besides a basement to store all of the mechanics. But yeah, it was a fallout shelter as well, and it was one of the few in Bartlesville that still remains.
And of course, looking at the time period that the building was built, the recommendation from at the time Civil Defense was to build a fallout shelter.
Absolutely. And just like a lot of the other, I mean, this one's probably much nicer than probably the average fallout shelter.
I can't imagine a Frank Lloyd Wright designed fallout shelter.
Well, it's actually not as detail oriented as the rest of the building. However, I mean, it does have, you do have those angular stairs going down to the basement, and it's about a flight and a half of stairs that you're going underground. And just like a tree, we kind of have like a taproot system, so our basement branches out kind of the full footprint of the building. So it's actually larger than people think.
Well, that's cool. So definitely the birthday party tomorrow. Is this by any means, as far as, you know, behind the scenes for you guys, just one more step in kind of stepping up to become a World Heritage Site and some of the things you might do on down the road?
I think so. We, you know, with Scott Ambler's direction, I think we really want to make Price Tower accessible to everybody, and as it should be. Mm-hmm. And you know, the unfortunate thing over a period of time with financial restraints and stuff, we've had to limit our education programs and some of our public programs. Mm-hmm. So hopefully in the future we will be able to add much more interactive programs for the community, for education purposes, for all ages. And we really want to be a location that people want to just come and visit. It's not just a place to go have a special anniversary dinner, or a place that you know, you bring once a week or once a year, you know, your family come in and, you know, bring a tour, which is all of that's wonderful. We want to be that spot too, but we also want to be the place that people want to be, where they want to be.
Well, and of course, I see it as the world recognition comes, as more and more people see you as mm-hmm. an educational facility, mm-hmm. as an arts facility, as all the things you are, that there's more reasons for us to go in the door.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's definitely avenues and things that we intend and plan to do. It's just a matter of us getting all of our things in a row and also funding. I mean, funding is really important. Unfortunately, everything has a cost, even for us. So, you know, all of the free events or free programs or even ticketed programs, they come with a cost. And so that's why membership and donations and sponsorships are so important mm-hmm. for a nonprofit like us.
Yeah. I try to bring it up nearly every time. Mm-hmm. I can't say that we always bring it up, but those memberships, whether it's the basic or student membership, it's important, but, you know, so mm-hmm. are those, you know, I'll say higher levels where you really become a supporter of the Price Tower.
Absolutely. I mean, every penny counts. You know, from the basic individual, it's $40, and then it goes on up. And, you know, something I always like to bring up, you know, your average Netflix, you know, membership or fee is, you know, $8 a month, roughly. So, you know, for a membership at Price Tower, it's cheaper than the average Hulu or Netflix account.
Yeah. And I would hope you get as much, if not more, benefit from it.
I would think so, considering that you get access to art and architecture programs throughout the year. You get a discounted rate on tours. You get a discount in the gift store and in Copper. So it's definitely stuff that you will get your money back mm-hmm. easily.
And of course, if you bring your friends, so to speak, bring the family, bring the next door neighbor, mention it to the folks that are visiting from Kansas City or wherever mm-hmm. you might have company from. Say, hey, we got something special that you don't have.
Absolutely. And that is another thing that's so interesting, because the average person, I would say almost half the population in Bartlesville probably still hasn't been inside the Price Tower. Mostly because they don't know what it is, which, I mean, that's something that we hope to fix in the future. But they also think that it's something that they don't have access to, but they do. Mm-hmm. And we welcome everybody.
Well, and I think while most of us don't use the motel facilities in our hometown because mm-hmm. we live here,
yeah.
I think it would be nice just for folks to, you know, spend a night in a Frank Lloyd Wright building.
Absolutely. I have. I live just about 7 blocks away from the Price Tower, and I've spent the night in the hotel rooms just because it's a unique opportunity, and it's not every day that you get to spend the night in a Frank Lloyd Wright building. Also something just as unique as Price Tower, because it is the only recognized skyscraper that was designed and realized by Frank Lloyd Wright. But it's just a unique experience. And also the hotel rooms are fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
And
just another reason to say, hey, been there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One more thing to check off.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just one of those, if you call it a bucket list, call it something I've always wanted to do sort of thing, however you mm-hmm. want to designate it. It's yeah. just something that I think we all, you know, should do sometime. But it's like anything else, you know, we fail to recognize the special things of mm-hmm. where we live because we drive by them every day.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, and the other thing, I mean, somebody, we had a recent guest that had actually planned an entire weekend. And, I mean, of course, they were from out of town, but, you know, they went to Woolah Rock. They went, you know, they came to the Price Tower. We had music going on in our restaurant. And then there was another concert going on that weekend. So they really made an entire weekend out of it. And that's really what Bartlesville is striving to do, is to allow people something to do at yeah. all times, and
yeah.
and I think we're getting there.
Okay, well, it's a landmark. It's something that is special about where we live. And you got a birthday party. How many birthday cakes always have a number associated? What birthday is this for you?
This is our 60th anniversary of the opening day. Now, we are going a little late because technically our opening day was February 9th. However, we wanted to, since it was Valentine's week, we wanted everybody to have the opportunity to actually celebrate with us. So that's why we pushed it closer to the end of the month. But like I said, tomorrow, 8 p.m., we go till 11 p.m. at night. Wine, cheese, cake. We will have tours of pretty much the entire building. And then we also have Susan Herden going on in the Copper and Restaurant. So we have a full evening planned.
And memberships will be available.
Memberships will be available. And then we will also have some of our other events that will be going on.
Okay.
Also that people can look at.
We'll talk about other upcoming events at the Price Tower Arts Center when we continue in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
And continuing our time talking about the Price Tower Arts Center, it'd have to be a small stone, but a stone's throw from here. And it's an opportunity for us to invite you to come on out and see what's going on. Later on, about 3 weeks or so from now, you've got an annual event that's been going on for, 10, 12 years or so.
Yeah.
It's the egg drop.
Yeah, we have our egg drop coming up on March 19th. Again, every year we try to kind of expand our ability to kind of touch on all subjects. So between science and math and physics, you don't really think about it whenever you're actually creating a vessel to put an egg in and then drop on off of a building. But what kid doesn't want to do that, quite honestly, or even adult, because this event is actually open to all ages.
Yeah. And I have seen all manner of variety of different designs. And you can say, the cushioning system works in this one, but this one didn't work as well.
Yes.
You can say the parachute type system works, but it didn't work as well in this one over here. And it all kind of depends on wind and everything else, because accuracy is important.
Absolutely. We do have a target at the base of the building, and participants, they drop their vessel off of the 10th floor. Of course, we will have our annual firefighters that will be helping us this year. We are always so grateful for their help, not just for safety reasons, but also just they're great people. So we will have them here, and they will be helping us with the drops. But like I said, people, they will drop their eggs off the building on the 10th floor, and then the vessel that gets the closest to the target and that has the surviving egg will actually win. So we will be awarding first and second prizes, biggest splat, and best design, and the overall grand prize.
Okay, and age groups has varied over the years. How are the categories going to be set up this year?
This year we are actually only doing individual and groups.
Okay.
So pretty much it's all age groups, all connected. And
if it was a family or neighborhood project, then this group over
exactly.
here. If you allegedly did all the work yourself, it's over here.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. This and that really allows, we had comments in previous years where parents actually wanted to compete against their children. So it added a little fun competition within the family. And also it gave them a project to do together. So some families, they all entered in as individuals, and they also created a group project. So we've had that happen as well. So it's not limited to the number of entries.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it opens up some fun little competition.
It does. And by the way, don't you know, the egg has to be put in the vessel the day of the event.
Correct. Price Tower does provide the eggs. We will have them numbered just so then we can make sure to not only keep track of participants, but also just to keep track that everything's being fair.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, you know, complete your project, but don't complete it all the way. Bring it so that you can put the egg in and then close it up.
And another thing we do, there is only one real restriction, and that's we don't really allow food to be the main source of the design. One year we had somebody use a watermelon, and it unfortunately, it went everywhere.
It was a great splat,
it was the biggest splat. However, because we are a historic site, and we still have to take care of our building, we were wiping watermelon off the building for a while.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. So unfortunately, food is not allowed to be the main source, but everything else is pretty much open. Now, if you want more information, you are welcome to visit our website. It's pricetower.org, or visit our Facebook page. It's Price Tower Art Center, and we have an event set up on there with all the details. And if you intend to come, please mark on there that you are going, so then we can kind of anticipate a rough number.
It's always nice to know that you're going to have, I don't care, 15 in one division as far as, you know, people that have pre-signed up. You know you're going to get some the day of the event.
Of course. And day of registration is more than welcome. We always have almost half of our participants register the day of, and that's fine. But if you want to pre-register, you can give us a call at 918-336-4949, and you can pre-register over the phone, or just come in and visit us, and you can pre-register at our front desk.
Gives you an opportunity to take a look around and kind of check out how high the 10th floor is.
Yeah, absolutely. You can definitely do that.
What else is coming up? I know you got a couple more events we need to mention.
Yeah, we have a few events coming up, and we have a couple of things going on in our gallery right now. We have two exhibits up right now. They're called our mini exhibits, or our mini shows. One is the Mid-Century to Modern that focuses on Russell Wright and Heath Ceramics. So that is still going up, and that will be up until March 27th. And then our other one is Capture Price Tower. This is another one that we need the involvement of our community. It is a voter's choice award competition. We had about six artists participate in this competition, and again, it was part of our celebration for our 60th anniversary. And basically, the artists were asked to use Price Tower as their inspiration, and they created artwork that is now hung on our second floor gallery. And now visitors can come in and vote on their favorites, and then that person, the person that actually receives the most votes, will receive a night stay at Price Tower.
Another reason to enter and be part of that's going on.
Absolutely.
And there's always you've got a great display space that sometimes we overlook. It's again not the typical art gallery type display.
Yes, we do have to be creative with the space, because we not just with the angles and the lighting, but it's definitely a nice, unique space to actually view artwork. Not to be biased, but it's one of my favorites.
So. I would be disappointed if it was not. And again, it's a matter of taking advantage of some great opportunities that obviously Mr. Wright gave you.
Yes.
And even sometimes the way the sunlight comes in the windows will just give something a different look that you didn't get to see on a cloudy day.
Yes. Frank Lloyd Wright was, he was very unique in the manner that he used light and all elements possible. One thing that he used to do, it was a cutout on a wood panel, and then he would place it against a window. And people had actually named that light music. of the light that would transfer through those cutouts or those designs and actually reflect onto the wall. And as the, you know, the sun moves, mm-hmm. you know, it dances on the floor, or on the wall, or wherever the light lands. So, yeah.
Sounds like a neat idea.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to return to our original topic just for about the last minute or so, inviting people to come down tomorrow night and be part of the birthday celebration.
Yes, absolutely. We welcome everybody, and we hope to have a good time with everyone. And so, yes, tomorrow at 8 p.m., come join us for tours, cake, wine and cheese, and a lot of music, and just a lot of fun.
Okay, and so invite your neighbors, put it on Facebook that you're coming, and maybe take a picture of the exterior of the Price Tower, post it now, and then post some pictures from the party while you're there.
Sounds like a wonderful plan.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Price Tower Art Center, get in for the party. By the way, it is free tomorrow night.
It is free and open to the public.
Okay, so again, something a little bit different. Typically, we talk about ticketed events and mm-hmm. buy your tickets now, but don't have to worry about that one.
No.
And again, check the calendar, pricetower.org. And take a look at the calendar of events, particularly make note of the egg drop coming up in about 3 weeks. And memberships available, again, family memberships, you got a great price on those.
Yep. Those are $66. Uh-huh. And again, you have, it's a family of four, so... It's a great value.
It is. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network. It's 5 before 9.
ONN News. I'm